Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, a 0015 on Tuesday, the 24th of September. There is a warning of gales in Hebrides. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Eastern England 999, expected North German Bight 992 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, northeasterly 3 to 5, backing northerly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Utsira, south Utsira, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 7, except in east 40s. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, cyclonic, becoming northwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Rain or showers, thundery in Dogger. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic but mainly southwest in German Bight, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, south or southwest, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland. South or southwest at first in Dover and White, otherwise west or northwest 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Portland. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 2 to 4. Showers, good. Biscay, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Fair at first in south, otherwise occasional rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east and later in northwest. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, northerly, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in west. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, north or northwest, backing west later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Shannon, north becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Northerly or northeasterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in East Hebrides, and occasionally 7 at first in West Fair Isle. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in Fair Isle. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, northwest by west 3, 24 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast by north 6, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Lerwick, northeast 5, slight rain, 22 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Wick automatic, northeast by north 2, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north northwest 1, 7 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Lookers, northwest by north 1, mist 2 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Bulmer, north by west 2, mist 4 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Bridlington, north northeast 2, 1000, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, south by west 4, 5 miles, 1004. St. Catherine's Point automatic, southwest by west 3, 1002, falling slowly. Jersey, west by north 4, 7 miles, 1004, steady. Scilly automatic, northwest by north 3, mist 3 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north, northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Aberporth, north, northwest, 5, 12 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Valley, north by west, 3, 13 miles, 1,005, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, north, northwest, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1,003, now rising. Valentia, north by east, 3, 27 miles, 1,009, now falling. Ronald's Way, northwest, 3, 13 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Malin Head, northwest, 4, 27 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Machrihanish Automatic, northwest, 3, 32 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 23rd of September. The general situation. An area of low pressure currently centred just to the east of England will move away slowly northeastwards during the next 24 hours, although showers or longer spells of rain will continue across the United Kingdom. Northern Scotland will have strong northeasterly winds which may touch gale force locally at first in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northeasterly 5 to 7, backing northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first, and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, then backing northwesterly later. Fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly northwest 2 to 4 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, cyclonic, becoming northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time at first, then backing west later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time at first in north. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwesterly at first and east, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Rain, perhaps thundery, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, backing west later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first in east. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, then backing west for a time. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest, backing west, then becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, northwest, 4 or 5, backing west, 3 or 4 for a time, then veering north or northeast, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later in north. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6, later in North Channel. Showers. Good. Mullagh Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 2 to 4, veering north 4 to 6. Showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North 3 to 5 at first between Barra and Canna. Otherwise, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6. Rain at first in north, otherwise showers. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor at first in north. Shetland Isles. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, then backing northerly 3 or 4 for a time. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin and indeed brings us to the end of our day here on Radio 4. As ever, we'll be handing over to the BBC World Service to keep us going through the night until we meet again at 20 past five. I want to thank you for listening with me tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Charles Carroll in the newsroom, have a quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Delhi and Alexandria, Virginia. Coming up on the programme, Lebanon under fire as concern grows about the growing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. There are increasing international calls for a ceasefire. But how well are Lebanese people able to cope with a bombardment unprecedented in decades? Also today, the multi-billion dollar tech giant Intel, the subject of takeover talk as it stumbles in the world of artificial intelligence. The US moves to ban Chinese tech in cars, plus the different rates of growth for India's states over the last five decades, and how dead celebrities are now making millions for their estates as AI allows them to do what they could never do in life. All after the news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Health officials in Lebanon say nearly 500 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes on towns and villages in the south of the country and the eastern Bekaa Valley. More than 1,500 have been injured. It's the deadliest day of conflict across Israel's northern border in nearly two decades. Israel's military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, said 1,300 targets had been hit, including cruise missiles, rockets and drones. He acknowledged there had been a high number of casualties, but he described many of them as Hezbollah terrorists.
We are not looking for wars. We are looking to take down the threats. And there will not be a 7th of October threat in the northern border. It has to be a safe border where Hezbollah is pushed back from the border and there are no threats like missiles, rockets, UAV threatening our communities, our citizens.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, has warned the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon is escalating into a full-fledged war. He said the EU was working hard to stop the conflict from deepening, but that his worst expectations were becoming reality. France has requested an emergency UN Security Council meeting. The United States has announced that it's sending additional troops to the Middle East due to the heightened tension in the region. The US currently has about 40,000 troops in the Middle East, along with warships, fighter planes and air defence systems. Here's our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman.
There will be a concern in the Pentagon about all of this and the potential risks for their own personnel there. And I think that's why we're seeing this announcement about this deployment. Their concern has always been about a wider regional escalation. That then leads to what leverage the Americans have to try to resolve this crisis. They had already